Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Sin is the quicksand of death, easy to fall into and impossible to get out. Even with our best intentions and strongest resolve to start doing better, we find ourselves at the mercy of our sins, our addictions, and our vices. We are doomed and unable to save ourselves from death. What are we going to do? There is one who is able. There is one who can rescue us from our sins. Jesus, the Redeemer, can rescue us from the grip of sin. Find out how. Stay tuned right here on Skies Revival Radio. Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family, and you are listening to Skies Revival Radio, a voice for revival across North America and the world. We are in the middle of our study of a book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you'd like to follow along with the book, you can get a copy inexpensively through Amazon, or you can get the download version for free from our website. Just type in theskies.org. It's well worth getting a copy for yourself, even if it is just for the cartoons and the illustrations throughout the book. Let's sum up our last lesson. Willfully or ignorantly, we break all sorts of God's laws, and we begin to reap the penalty of the law and begin to sink in the quicksand of death because of our sins. Remember, we read in the Old Testament and the New Testament that the penalty for our sins will come upon us and overtake us. So we are sinking in the quicksand of our sins and reaping the penalties without end. Then someone points out that there is a place of safety. That is, that if we obey God, great blessings will come upon us instead of great curses. So we begin to struggle to get there. We try to start being good, and we find we can't. We're so weak that despite all of our good intentions, we run to sin. We love everything that kills us. Finally, after we sink deeper and deeper into trouble, we realize that unless there is a miracle, we are dead. We call out to God for help, and then, amazingly, a rescuer comes. Jesus comes to rescue us. He is our miracle. He reaches out and says, "I will pull you to safety." But this required that Jesus first take the penalty of the law in our place by dying on the cross for us, as though He were us. It was necessary for Him to do that in order to fulfill the requirements of the law. And why is that? Well, remember back to the previous chapter. Someone had to take the punishment. If there were no penalty enforced for breaking the law, there would be no law. It would fall apart, and we would have the great 10 suggestions instead of the 10 commandments. And what is this wonderful salvation that Jesus has brought to us? He causes the death penalty charged against us to be dropped. He brings us forgiveness for all of our sins so that we don't have to receive the just penalty for our crimes. And second, he plants in us a new desire to be good so that we do not simply use our new freedom to go out and sin again. He gives us pardon, and then he begins to change our heart to want to become good and obedient children. And what follows from there are all the blessings of obedience found and listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I really urge you to read that chapter and see the blessings that are poured out to those who actually obey the word of the Lord. How do you get saved? How does a person get saved? Now that we understand the importance of being saved, or more accurately, rescued, how do we go about it? What is the actual process of coming to peace with God? This is the most important question of your entire eternal life. For those who have met our loving Savior already, you can use this as a guide to help lead others to a personal relationship with Christ. I'm going to go over the scriptures that are related to becoming born again and receiving a new life in Christ. First, sin is the issue. Jesus came to save us from sin. Remember, sin is what brings the curse of God and the penalty of the law. The quicksand of death is made up of every single sinful thought and action that you have ever had. So sin is the issue. Matthew 1:21 says that she will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he appeared in order to take away sins. You see, he didn't come just to take away the penalty of sin. He didn't just come to rescue us from the consequences. He came to actually take away our sins and save us from sinning. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So the first thing we have to do is admit in our hearts that we are sinners. Romans 1 verse 8 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And I know that is in stark contrast to so much of what is said today. We are buried in a New Age gospel of self-esteem where we think highly of ourselves and we're taught to have this high-minded attitude toward ourselves. But I will tell you, that will never help anyone. It is understanding that we are weak, that we fall, that we are in fact sinners, that is the key to receiving the grace of God. It is not thinking highly of yourself that releases the mercy of God. It is understanding with clear vision how far short of the mark we fall and how often we break the laws of God, if not outwardly, certainly inwardly. And that's why our New Age gospel is deadly poison. For us to think highly of ourselves makes us unable to receive the grace of God. You know why? Jesus came to save sinners. If you're not a sinner, then you can't be saved. If you don't understand that you are a sinner and you have broken God's law, then you can't be a recipient of His grace. So if you think you're pretty good or you're just a victim and all these things happen to you, but you're really a good person, well, you're just howling at the moon now, because if you're good, you've put yourself outside the saving grace of God. The first step to reconciliation with God is humility and repentance through admitting that we are sinners and need His help to get out. We must admit our need for a Savior. Titus 3:5 says, He saved us not on the basis of deeds that we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy by the washing and regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Now, I see that we're out of time again, but we're going to continue looking at these wonderful verses that explain this amazing saving grace that the Lord has extended to us who are sinners. So please join us again tomorrow, right here on Skies Revival Radio. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Skies Revival Radio, and you can get the previous lessons by typing Skies Revival Radio into your search. You'll find all the lessons there ready to be used for course correction. We also have our primary teaching resource, which is a book entitled Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. I would recommend it to everyone interested in having personal revival and having it really take a hold of you. Just type in Skies Revival Radio. That is SKY, like the sky above. SKYS Revival Radio. If you have prayer needs or anything you'd like to share, contact us at Skies Revival Radio or give us a call at 508-887-1051. Again, the number is 508-887-1051. If you would like to become a vital part of this ministry through prayer and financial support, please go to Skies Revival Radio. Your support goes directly to keeping this station on the air. Would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to getting together next time.